Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 16, verses 3 to 5. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in the ministry of Christ Jesus. In fact, they once risked their lives for me. I'm thankful to them, and so are all the Gentile churches. Also give my greetings to the church that meets in their home. This final chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans contains greetings to a number of specific people. It gives us a fascinating window into the early church. We find that the Roman church was incredibly diverse in terms of race, social rank, and gender. We can see in the following verses that it was composed of people from both Jewish and Gentile backgrounds. Some of the people have names that were common among slaves, but alongside them we meet people like Aristobulus, who, many scholars suggest, was the grandson of Herod the Great and friend of the Emperor Claudius. Particularly notable is the fact that of the 26 people named, 9 of them were women. It's also interesting to note that 6 of these women are described in terms of their ministry, whereas only 3 of the men are described in this way, and 2 of the men ministered alongside their female partners. These verses reveal how generously inclusive the early church was. Paul's conviction was that in Christ, all human divisions come crashing to the ground. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28, he wrote, "There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Our society, like Paul's, is full of divisions between people. We erect walls along lines of age, gender, ethnicity, sexuality, wealth, health, and education, to name but a few. When we become Christians, we don't suddenly lose an awareness of those distinctions because they're so hardwired into the thinking and life of our society. But when we join Christ's church, we come into a transformed community. This is no easy task, but in the power of the Holy Spirit, it is miraculously possible. So let me ask you a question. Is your church truly welcoming to every kind of person? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for the miracle of your church. Help us to reflect your love and welcome to every kind of person. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.